Now, the next item is the report of the council, the national officers, and the president of the centers. As president, I suppose to present my report to you in a formal manner, and unfortunately, I've been able to scrounge up a few days to come here at this meeting, but I have been, as the people in this organization here, have been trying to get in touch with me, and sometimes, very rarely, I was home before 12 o'clock at night. So, unfortunately, I have not put down any formal report. But I would like to say this thing, that the society has gone another year with the new constitution, and it works very well. There was no real organization problem. And furthermore, the committees have been active, particularly active, and this is mainly due to the good choice of the people to lead these committees. And also, there is some, I wouldn't say cloud in the horizon, but some changes that may affect this society. And it has been, formally announced that about a week ago, the professional astronomers of the country of Canada has formed an association. We don't know, and they don't know, what effect this will have on the RESC. So I would like to make this remark this time, that everyone be not on the lookout, but be aware of this fact and try to make a good judgment, because this association is a requirement. It will affect probably astronomy in Canada for the better, but society or the RESC as an amateur society, we may lack, or we may be cut off from the support we've been having from professionals. However, this has been explicitly expressed by the professional present here that it will not be so. It is not the wishes of these people to let the RESC go or fall down. So I presume that as things stand, we don't have anything to worry about, but nevertheless, it may have some effect.